Now, also this week, and talking about the journal Nature, there's a wonderful paper from Paul Fuchs, who's a researcher at Johns Hopkins, and he and his team have discovered that there are cells inside the cochlea, the part of the inside of the ear, which converts sound waves into brain waves, which is able to signal painful sounds. Now, that's not just when you're listening to a particularly abrasive soundtrack and you say, ouch, that's painful to my ears. We're talking very loud sounds. Now, what they did was to study the connection between the cochlea, this organ that has cells called hair cells that vibrate, and when they vibrate, they make electrical signals. Well, most of those signals get transmitted in a population of nerves straight into the brain, and the brain decodes them. But about 5% of the nerves don't connect up to those hair cells in the same way. They seem to do another job, but no one really understood what they did. And what this group managed to do was, using young rats, to study some of these individual tiny nerve cells by opening them up with a microscope and then putting an electrode inside the nerve cell and recording the electrical activity, and also putting some dye inside the cell so they could then study how it was connected to other cells. And what they found is that this cell responds to a nerve transmitter chemical called glutamate, which is an excitatory chemical. And when the hair cells that respond to sound put some glutamate out, they stimulate this kind of cell, but they only produce enough when the sounds must be incredibly loud, right across a whole range of different frequencies. So what these cells seem to signal is when sounds are excruciatingly loud to the point of actually potentially being damaging or harmful to you. So on the one hand, you'd think, well, why do I need to know the sound is very loud and damaging me? I should know that already. But the point that the researchers make, and that other commentators have said, is that perhaps this is a way for the brain being able to discriminate between sounds that are very, very loud and harmful, or likely to signal there's danger in the offing, and sounds that are very, very loud but perhaps not dangerous. Perhaps the wiring in the brain from these small cluster of nerve cells is slightly different. Another thing they discovered is that these cells are responsive to a chemical called ATP, purine, and this usually gets released when tissue is physically damaged. So some scientists are suggesting that perhaps this discovery shows that the brain has a sort of error checking system in the hearing system. It can use these nerve cells to check the health of the inner ear and therefore know how to respond to sounds appropriately. But why this is really exciting is that no one ever knew and understood what this system did. Now we've got a way to study it. This might give us ways or an insight into hearing disorders, including tinnitus, which is when people experience this very disabling, annoying whistling in the ears. So understanding how the nerve cells actually connect in the ear could be really crucial to understanding why tinnitus develops, and perhaps even better, how we can get to treat it.
There you go. So turn down your headphones, I think, is one of the things we all must do.